Teach Your Child How to Think by Edward de Bono. Part 1. This audiobook is not for you if 1. You believe that intelligence is enough. If you believe that a highly intelligent person is automatically a good thinker, and that a person with a lesser intelligence is less of a thinker, this audiobook is not for you. In my experience, highly intelligent people are not always good thinkers. Many highly intelligent people fall into the intelligence trap and function as poor thinkers. Intelligence is a potential. Thinking is the skill with which we use that potential. I shall be discussing this point in more detail later. 2. This audiobook is not for you if you believe that thinking skills are already being taught in school. In my experience, most schools do not teach thinking at all. Some schools teach the limited thinking skills involved in information sorting and analysis. Lately, there has been something of a surge in the teaching of thinking in schools. Some schools have begun to teach critical thinking. This is worthwhile, but is also insufficient and even dangerous on its own, as I shall explain later. The court thinking program, which I designed, is now in use with millions of students in various countries around the world. Even so, it is unlikely to be in use in the school your children attend. 3. This audiobook is not for you if you believe that thinking skills cannot be taught directly. Most people in education, and many others elsewhere, have always believed that thinking cannot be taught directly. This view is now beginning to change as experience and research begins to show thinking skills can be taught directly. Because we spend a lot of time thinking about things does not by itself improve our thinking skills. A journalist who types with two fingers will still be typing with two fingers at the age of 60. This is not for lack of typing practice. Practice in two-finger typing will serve only to make that person a better two-fingered typist. Yet a short course in touch typing at a young age would have made that person a much better typist for all his or her life. It is the same with thinking. Practice is not enough. Information is very important. Information is easy to teach. Information is easy to test. It is not surprising that so much of education is concerned with information. Thinking is no substitute for information, but information may be a substitute for thinking. Most theological definitions grant God perfect and complete knowledge. When knowledge is perfect and complete, there is no need for thinking. In some areas, we might be able to achieve complete information, and then those areas become routine matters that require no thinking. In the future, we shall hand over these routine matters to computers. Unless we have complete information, we need thinking in order to make the best use of the information we have. When our computers and information technology give us more and more information, we also need thinking in order to avoid being overwhelmed and confused by all the information. When we are dealing with the future, we need thinking because we can never have perfect information about the future. We need thinking in order to make even better use of information that is also available to our competitors. So information is not enough. We need thinking as well. Unfortunately, there is a difficult dilemma. All information is valuable. Every new bit of information is of increasing value because it adds to what we already know. So how do we get the courage to reduce the amount of time we spend on teaching information in order to find time to teach the thinking skills that are needed to make the best use of the information? A trade-off is clearly needed. The belief that intelligence and thinking are the same has led to unfortunate conclusions in education. That nothing needs to be done for students with a high intelligence because they will automatically be good thinkers. That nothing can be done for students without a high intelligence because they cannot ever be good thinkers. I have often defined thinking as the operating skill with which intelligence acts upon experience. Many highly intelligent people often take up a view on a subject and then use their intelligence to defend that view. Since they can defend the view very well, they never see any need to explore the subject or listen to alternative views. This is poor thinking and is part of the intelligence trap. Highly intelligent people are usually good at solving puzzles or problems where all the pieces are given. They are less good at situations which require them to find the pieces and to assess the value of the pieces.